You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. All this week, we are exploring the issue of sex trafficking, hearing the stories of ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things to combat this evil around the world. Today, I'm speaking with Noel Boucher, the Vice President of Pure Hope, an organization that has spent the better part of three decades equipping the church to stand for purity. Today, Noel speaks with us about what a lifestyle of purity entails and some of the practical ways Pure Hope can help the church. He also talks with us about their Pure Justice internship experience, a paid internship for college-age students to become equipped to fight sexual exploitation. Well, Noel, why don't you go ahead and just start it here and just tell us a little bit about the Ministry of Pure Hope, what you guys do, and what you guys are all about.
Pure Hope is a ministry that's dedicated to working with the church and equipping the church across the country and even globally to pursue the purity that God has for us. That's kind of the DNA of what we do, is the transformation that we should be pursuing and experiencing by the power of the Holy Spirit as we follow God. And so it's about pursuing that purity. You know, our verse that has kind of become the verse encapsulating what we do and why we do it is 1 John 3:3, which says, "All those who hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure." So it's really about pursuing Jesus in a way that we reflect and actually experience His purity, again, by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And kind of the overview of the ministry is our vision is pursuing a world free of sexual exploitation and brokenness. And it's a grand vision. It's a great and inspiring vision. And it's a vision that will come to pass when God redeems all things and the kingdom's established. We will see a world without brokenness and without tears. But until that date, we work towards equipping people to experience the healing of Christ, and that's our mission, to provide Christian solutions in a sexualized culture. So we're an equipping ministry that seeks through teaching opportunities, through conferences, seminars, workshops, writing resources, podcasts like this, video, and other platforms to equip people to pursue that purity, to know God. The idea that really drives us is that purity is not some abstract thing. It's certainly not something that's impossible. It's not something that's kind of out there. It is a work of Christ within us, and we define pure, if you look at our message and our branding, as a lifestyle that's based on four things: P-U-R-E, pray, understand, resolve, and engage. And we view that as a lifestyle, as a cycle, that when we're pursuing those four things, prayer, cultivating intimacy with God, when we're pursuing understanding out of that, acquiring knowledge to discern, when we then move into a resolve to repent and persevere in a lifestyle of commitment, and then engage in love, in word and deed with each other, that then we're putting ourselves in a place to really move in and receive God's grace and a transforming work within us. So that's kind of the overview, and we really focus on three areas in equipping for purity. One is parenting. We view parents as the key in young people's lives, and also, of course, the critical mass within society and within the body of Christ. So we equip parents to parent in a sexualized culture through tools, giving them strategies, giving them biblical basis for, you know, really dealing and managing the challenges they face in this sexualized and technologized environment that they're trying to rear kids in a godly way. The second way is peer justice, which we're here to talk about, and then the third way is peer recovery. It's a program where we just try and provide resources to people for those who are really struggling at the addictive level with pornography or other sexual addictions.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different things you've touched on there, and it sounds like you're covering a broad spectrum of things. But what really interests me about this is the way that your ministry has over the last several years and historically connected these things together in an overall vision of purity. One of those is societal, in the sense that there's sexual exploitation happening in the culture and in society through a variety of mechanisms. And also on the other side is personal purity and this a commitment to personal purity. And often these things are disconnected in our conversations. There's a disconnection between the sexual exploitation of women and children, say, for instance, through sex trafficking, through prostitution and those sort of things, and one's commitment to personal purity. But you guys connect those things together quite a bit. Can you talk a little bit about these connections, how things like pornography, one engaging in pornography and those sort of things is actually fueling a demand for some of these societal ills and these societal evils that are out there?
Yeah, you're right. It's really been, I've been with this ministry for about 3 years now, and the ministry's existed for over, almost 30 years, and was founded in the early 80s. And from the beginning, the focus was on communicating to people, particularly the church and the broader Christian community. Number one, the harms of pornography, and number two, how it led to breakdown of the individual, of the family, and then the social costs of it within the society. And that message has always been at the heart of what we've done over the decades, and a connection of pornography and other forms of sexual violence and sexual acting out in a way that leads to grave costs. And through our Pure Justice program, we've really kind of brought that together and packaged it in a way to communicate, in a compelling way, these very connections, the way these dots are all connected. And specifically, we focus on two things, the issues of porn and that of sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is a form of modern-day slavery that exists across the globe and here in the United States as well. And, with respect to those two, we talk about three main ways that those are connected. The first way is that porn drives demand for sex trafficking, as it does for all manner of commercial sexual exploitation and sexual violence, rape, assault, and other forms of harm. But specifically with porn and trafficking, pornography drives that demand. That's pretty well established and recognized in the anti-human trafficking movement, kind of across the philosophical and political spectrum. The deluge of pornography in the digital age drives demand in the sense that it is creating an appetite and it is shaping minds, thus shaping actions of really a global population. And there's plenty of literature out there, plenty of research, plenty of journalism reports on how that's happening. So you see pornography really creating a place where sex trafficking and other forms of sexual servitude are great because the demand's increasing, the supply's going to increase, right? So you have more victimized women, you have more victimized young girls across the globe. The second way is that trafficking victims are used in the production of pornography. And this happens globally, it happens in the U.S., that young women, again, girls, are trafficked into prostitution and pornography. And when you're consuming pornography, you're consuming the fruit of that. You know, you're consuming the fruit of someone being sexually exploited, often possibly through the use of force, fraud, or coercion, which is the definition of trafficking. So when you're consuming porn, you're consuming the fruits of that kind of poisonous tree, as it were, and you are fostering this exploitation that, again, is increasing in an increasingly technologized, materialistic, and exploitative environment. And then the third way, which is something we're talking about and talking with other experts, trying to increase kind of the noise level on this, is that pornography production actually constitutes a form of sex trafficking. So under the TVPA, the Trafficking Victim Protection Act, which is our federal law that's used to combat human trafficking, and in this case specifically sex trafficking is described as the recruitment, solicitation, provision, transportation of a person for a commercial sex act. That's the definition of the day-in, day-out business of a porn producer. Recruiting, transporting, soliciting a person for the purpose of a commercial sex act. And so we see that pornography production is actually a form of trafficking under our federal law. And I think when we start shaping the dialogue there, when we start looking at what pornography actually is, not the video, not the images, not the digital content, not the stuff that's being consumed, but when we lift the veil on the production of, you know, modern HD, you know, violent porn, we see a world of pain, of bondage, of degradation, of violence against women that is actually proscribed under our federal laws. So those are the three main ways. And it's just, you know, again, we're trying to, again, raise awareness on the connections between these things, because they, when you boil it down, are one and the same. And we see the fruit of this as more and more lives and families are destroyed, and young women and women across the globe are destroyed in this commercial sex industry.
Well, thank you for explaining that. I you know, the thing that really strikes me about this is that you guys have really done something very practical to seed into the new generation, the young generation, practical tools to do something about this, and that's through your internship experience that you're offering. Can you describe a little bit about that internship experience? I know it's been going on for about 3 years or so. The interns just got finished with this internship not too long ago here, and from what I've, after talking to them, it sounds like it was a wonderful experience for them. Can you tell a little bit about that in a few minutes?
Yeah, the Pure Justice internship, you're right, we launched 3 years ago, and it is a paid internship we run in the summer months for 8 weeks to really raise up next generation leaders as advocates for purity and justice. And our focus is really on creating an environment through this internship program where they are being sown into as emerging leaders, really through two streams. One is professional development. We want to increase their skill set, increase their networking, increase their base as they grow and move into a professional career. So they have practical tools they're coming out with, public speaking, you know, networking, research, writing. The second thing is spiritual formation. Our focus is pouring into them as they come to our ministry and increasing them in their spiritual growth, those young followers of Jesus who are pursuing justice and righteousness in their lives. So those two things, professional development and spiritual formation, as advocates for purity and for justice, combating these injustices of porn and trafficking especially.
You have been listening to our interview with Noel Boucher. Tune in all this week as the Pure Justice interns interview ordinary people who are hard at work fighting the global sex trade. Look for Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or find more podcasts at the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.